L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here for hour number three on the early line on Sports Grid, all across the Spiz Grizz Network. I am Ben. That is Donnie and DRS. A lot to get to here in hour number three. We'll go around the association. Of course, we pick things up in a new week in the NBA. It's a new month. Live right here to start off November. But more importantly, it's game number five of the World Series tonight. The Rangers just one win away from their first ever World Series championship and their third ever appearance in the Fall Classic, their first in more than a decade. But can the Snakes survive once again? The Diamondbacks trying to stave off elimination at home in downtown Phoenix. Donnie, a full-blown preview of game number five coming your way here in hour number three as well.
Yeah, how about that? See, you said it there, right? November the 1st, another changing of the calendar here where things really start to ramp up here in college football. We talk so much about the playoff committee and what they think. We'll let it play out here. We have a big college football weekend, and the same thing with the NFL. Now, post-deadline, winners and losers. Teams looking to press the needle down. Teams looking for next year already. Coaches already being fired. There is a lot going on in the sporting world, and one more hour, we'll cover a lot of that here.
The trade deadline yesterday in the National Football League. Teams are now set for the remainder of this regular season as we're about to start week number nine tomorrow, and that will be the midway point of this NFL regular season. The Raiders will do so the rest of the way with an interim head coach, Antonio Pierce, the linebackers coach in Las Vegas. The former Giants linebacker taking over as the head man as Josh McDaniels was fired in the overnight hours here on the East Coast. We welcome in our Sports Grid Radio audience here. Hour number three, our third and final, live right here on TEL, Sirius XM, channel 159. All of our radio terrestrial affiliates now in the fold. He is Donnie. I am Ben. But Donnie, big news earlier this week, speaking of blockbuster deals, it was James Harden being traded away from Philadelphia, the saga coming to a close, making his way out to Los Angeles. The Clippers adding the beard to a roster that already features Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, his former OKC teammate in Russell Westbrook. They did not have to trade back as Philadelphia initially wanted the young star in Terrence Mann. So they add James Harden to the fold. What does that mean for the overall outlook of the Clips in 2023-24? Donnie, the odds have gotten a lot better. The odds have worked very favorably for LA, but the public don't give a hoot. You can see the movement for the Clippers from those preseason numbers to where things stand currently. 12-1 to win the West before the year got underway. Take $5 off. It's now 7-1 for Los Angeles, tied for that third best price. Their price to win the NBA championship, Donnie, those odds cut by more than half. 27-1 now becomes 13-1. But we asked the public, how far are the Clippers going to go this year? What is the Clips' ceiling? Is it a round one or two exit like we have seen time and again in LA? Could it be a conference finals appearance out in the West? Could it be a Western Conference crown, or maybe, just maybe, Donnie, with James Harden, an NBA championship? The public says hogwash. They're home playing golf by the round one or round two point of the Western Conference postseason. And Donnie, normally we try to fade the public, not in this instance.
Yeah, how about this? Is the Los Angeles metro area now a Clippers city overall and not a Lakers city? No. Is that what they're telling us out here with the odds move here for the Clippers? No longer we're going to be able to cover up all those banners for the Lakers in Crypto.com Arena and just hang pictures of, I don't know, CP3 and Blake Griffin again, as they tried to do, to say this is our city now. It's really not. But also, if you're playing NBA 2K right now, this is a great basketball team, man. Everybody's healthy. Look at the moving parts here. James Harden as a distributor here. Paul George is going to get more open looks. The same thing with Kawhi Leonard, can even take more time off now because they have another superstar in town. But we've seen how this played out way too many times. The Clippers for years now with Kawhi Leonard are expected to take that next step, and they never take the next step. Why? Because they're always injured by the time they get to the playoffs. The nucleus of this team is not 23, 24, 25. It's much, much older than that. On paper, I love the move for the Clippers. But when you actually watch this play out with all those superstars in the same room and the MO of these superstars outside of basic Kawhi Leonard winning a championship by himself in Toronto, then ghosting the city. Yeah, they're going to be ghosting again here in the playoffs. I don't expect them to get past round number two this year either.
Nope, not at all. I'm not sure who's going to be playing by the time we get to the Western Conference postseason for the Clippers either. Whether there are more deals to be had if it becomes a tumultuous start to this year, or just if the MRI machine is up and running in Los Angeles once again. Health has been a huge component, keeping the duo of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George from their ultimate destiny, where each and every year, Donnie Wrightside, the Clippers have had expectation. Except entering this year, because I think we became a little bit tired of backing LA to do something they never seemed to be able to do, reach a Western Conference championship or contend for that NBA Finals Larry O'Brien trophy. They were 12-1 before the year. Is James Harden worth $5? Ask Philadelphia, Donnie. Their price didn't move after the in memoriam to the beard there in the city of brotherly love. They were 10-1 to win the East, 11-1 after Harden was eventually traded. They had already made their plans this year. Did James Harden mean a rat's you-know-what to Philadelphia getting to the Eastern Conference Finals? Ultimately, not whatsoever. Ever. And Donnie, you talked about what was supposed to be this social media moment. Welcome the beard to LA alongside his former teammate in Russell Westbrook to play with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. This was his destination. This was the only place he wanted to go, leaving the 76ers, and they were able to, after some negotiating tactics, get that deal done. And nobody, Donnie, was like, rah-rah, here comes James Harden. They were like, uh-oh, here comes James Harden.
And I tell you what's going to be even better to watch here. Look, the season just began. The trade was made here. We just talked about the trade deadline in the NFL. Let's see what happens at the trade deadline in the NBA if James Harden is on the move again and to his final destination, the Houston Rockets, because things just didn't work out in their favor. We got a long way to go, and it's usually a marriage right away. We're going to watch those highlights like, ooh, look at the offense, look at the flow, look at the wins here by the Clippers, but we know how it turns out here. Don't buy into the fool's gold. Because you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be no pot of gold under that rainbow.
Yeah. I mean, look at the career path for James Harden. This is nothing new. Oklahoma City with Russ and KD, a stop in Houston with many others, then to Brooklyn, then to Philadelphia, now with the Clippers. There is no doubting the talent and skill that James Harden has. A 10-time NBA All-Star, even last year, Donnie, averaged at least 9 assists per game, third best in the association. But I just don't see it working here with the Clippers as a franchise, as a team this season. If it does, I would be incredibly surprised. I don't disagree with the odds movement. I can understand why the power ratings are going where they are. I just wouldn't recommend betting it at this moment. A World Series recap and preview up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is the World Series going to come to a close tonight? Will today be the final in the Major League Baseball season, all 162 in the regular year, now into the playoffs? That is what we will determine here in hour number three of a Wednesday live on the Early Line. I am Ben. He is Donnie. And Craig Mish, our MLB insider and the host of Newswire, joins us live on this Wednesday. Newswire starts at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Newswire will keep chugging, Craig. But might tonight be the final night of the Major League Baseball season?
No. I think every point that we've thought the season was going to end, something, you know, happens tonight, and I'm sure we'll get into it. But I think, look, the best scenario for baseball clearly would be for this to go six or seven games. And every time we've been at the doorstep of thinking that we know what's going to happen, the opposite has happened. So let's hope that that happens tonight.
The market is moving. It is now a dead even pick'em, minus 108, as Nathan Eovaldi gets the start for Texas, looking for the first World Series title in the history of the Rangers organization. Zach Gallen on the other side for the D-backs, trying to keep the Snakes season alive. We will preview game five in just a moment. But Craig, a few quick thoughts. Last night in game number four out in the desert, the Rangers somehow, someway, keep winning games on the road. A perfect 10-0 mark away from Arlington here in this October run. 10 runs in the first three innings, five in the second, five more in the third. Craig, what was the key to the Rangers offense last night against the Diamondbacks?
Look, at this point, I think you have to look at the Rangers and say anytime their offense gets going, they're almost impossible to beat. This is the same thing that we saw in the regular season. And, you know, Ben, I really don't know where to go with this. Is this an indictment on baseball? Is it something that we need to figure out in the game? And what I'm getting at here is that, look, there's no indictment on Castro or Joe Mantiply or any of the pitchers that Arizona threw out there. But, Ben, we are down to the two best teams, hypothetically speaking, in Major League Baseball. And we're facing a game five situation or game four situation or whatever, you know, you want to call it. But, and to not have a starting pitcher out there in that game for the Arizona Diamondbacks, I mean, people want to talk about changing start times and changing pitch clocks. I mean, we got to get more pitchers in Major League Baseball to get down to the wire and have this happen. Seems to me the reason why Arizona didn't win that game. Now, I know they ended up scoring seven runs, and on paper it looked a little bit closer, but you're throwing all fastballs at that point. So for me, I think things shift again tonight. You have, you know, Zach Gallen, you have Merrill Kelly if they get to a game six. And certainly that gives the Arizona Diamondbacks a better opportunity. And also, may I add, at this point in the series, why Corey Seager is getting pitched to at this point without Adolis Garcia in the lineup especially doesn't make a lot of sense. I certainly hope that that carries over tonight, or actually it starts in tonight's game.
Yeah, back with the, why can we see that in the Philly series there, Craig? Start pitching to some of the superstars, Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. Maybe the Phillies in those ratings would have been a little bit higher for this one. But I want to get back to your point here. Corey Seager, yes, seeing pitches and hitting them, but also Adolis Garcia. The vibes in the locker room, Craig, you've been around locker rooms before. You lose the big bopper in the middle, then you go out and drop 11 runs on the road. That was ultra impressive here for the Texas Rangers in the midst of, yeah, they don't lose on the road, Craig, at all.
Yeah, I don't know how this continues to happen. It's an anomaly. It's not something that we've seen before. I know Max Scherzer obviously not going to be involved. They just stick Travis Jankowski in the lineup, and that ends up working. So, look, the Rangers, they've had a great season. They've pretty much embodied this entire postseason where they were so good for a long time. Then they fell off. Then they got hot again. Then they fell off. They get the wild card. That turns out to be the best thing for them. In terms of not winning the division, they got to go to a place that no one thought they would win the series. They were not favored to win against Tampa Bay. They end up beating Tampa Bay in two games. Look, it's been a bizarre baseball season. There's some people who have made the comment, and I think that it's fair at this point, very similar to the NBA. And Ben, I don't know if you agree with me on this one, maybe similar to March Madness in a way. The regular season of baseball and the tournament of baseball are just two different animals. Maybe the best team for 5 months just simply is not going to win the World Series anymore. You certainly can make the case the Braves were in the National League, the Orioles were maybe in the American League. I think we just have to look at this differently now. The postseason now with so many teams added and so many wild card games is more like a tournament than it is an actual postseason.
And I remind people of that every Selection Sunday and every March. The NCAA tournament is not what we are accustomed to seeing throughout a long and arduous college basketball regular season. It is just that, a tournament. You have to play at your best for about 3.5 weeks. You have to win 6 games, and then you can be a national champion. There is a difference in atmosphere and environment when you reach October in Major League Baseball. So, Craig, you do not believe the MLB season comes to a close tonight. But as we look at the series outright prices, we have seen some movement this morning. But earlier this morning, it was minus 1450 in favor of Texas. Still a hefty favorite, even though a couple of dollars shaved off that number. Minus 1,200 for the Rangers. The D-backs booked as the heavy underdogs to even keep this series afloat. Craig, if Zach Gallen can go out there and pitch a gem tonight, and the Diamondbacks can eke out a victory in game number 5, sending it back to Texas, what will the state of the World Series be as we head to Arlington once more?
Well, look, I think the Diamondbacks will be either slight favorites or favorites in the next 2 games. Obviously, tonight, I think that by the time it goes off, there'll be a slight favorite with Zach Gallen on the mound, even though Eovaldi's on the other side. And I do believe, based on the way that Merrill Kelly has pitched throughout the postseason, that he would be a favorite, maybe even slight in Texas. Some people would look the other way, say, look, how is that possible, Craig? Well, look, I mean, the Rangers have just not been as good at home as they have on the road. Maybe the odds makers won't adjust that, and we'll get to a game 6, and Texas will be a minus 130. Ben, it's possible. I don't make the odds. I just comment on them. But I would say that if the Diamondbacks can get through tonight, I give them a very good possibility to get to a game 7. But then look, at that point, you're back to Brandon Pfaadt again. And, you know, he certainly could be good. He could be bad. We just don't know. I think that of all the odds that we've talked about, it would be the same as we talked about yesterday, is that the only value lies for me would be getting to a game 7 situation where Arizona at this point, my guess is, I don't know what the odds are, Ben, but they got to be, I don't know, like 15-20 to 1 to get to a game 7 and win at this point.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens here, but certainly the home team certainly have not ruled here. But let's take a look at the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday. They were down 10-0 after the third inning, easily hitting that total of 9.5. Today, 8.5 as a listed total in the game. Talk to me if we think in a elimination game this could go over, we get as many hits as we saw yesterday, and also your prop bets that you like tonight, Craig, as well.
Yeah, I think that the under would be the one for me, 8.5, because I think the bullpens, you know, the primary guys were not used in that game yesterday for the most part. So I would like the under there. And then obviously any kind of prop at this point, guys who bat around Seager, Semien in particular, to get more than one hit, I think is a strong possibility. I think that tonight Seager's going to see nothing, which means Semien is going to get more pitches to hit. You want to ride the hot guy. Semien was ice cold for about 3 weeks. Now he's hot, so any props involving Semien tonight on the overs, whether it's a hit or an extra base hit, home run's hard to predict, Donnie, Mr. Goodbar, but Semien, yeah. I would say over on that.
So good. So good.
The duel between the duo on the bump, both Nathan Eovaldi and Zach Gallen, have a K prop of 4.5. Slight juice to the over for Eovaldi, slight juice on the under for Zach Gallen. Craig, that will be a matchup to pay attention to tonight as we get ready for game number 5. And in the final 30 seconds of this segment, Craig, where is the pitching edge between these two aces on the mound this evening?
It's Gallen. It's Zach Gallen. He's been baseball's best pitcher at home this season. I expect him to come up big. The shot in the arm that you saw last night, losing Scherzer, losing Adolis Garcia. As Donnie mentioned, they get in that clubhouse, they rally around them. That's short-lived. I think Arizona pushes this back to Texas tonight.
Can the snake survive? We'll preview it later on in this hour as well. Craig, thank you very much for your time. For TEL next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on this Wednesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. I am Ben. He is Donnie. Yesterday, we put on our costumes on Halloween as NBA handicappers, and even on November 1st, we do the same. DRS, let's go late night in Los Angeles, a battle of LA, where the Lakers are the home team as they host the LA Clippers inside the Crypto.com arena. Of course, this is the second leg of a back-to-back for the Clippers. They were the home team last night hosting the Magic. The Lakers play the Magic the night prior, or maybe on Sunday against Orlando. No, I think it was Monday for the Lakers and the Magic. Tonight, we're not entirely sure, Donnie, who is going to play for the Clips. I still do not believe we are going to see James Harden just yet in a Clippers jersey. The Lakers, though, should be a little bit fresh. They're a six-point favorite. Again, Donnie, that indicates to me, after the Clippers have won their last two games by 40 points and 16 points, that we're not going to see a lot of the starters out there for the Clips tonight.
It's tremendous, too. Now, looking at the anticipated starting lineups, yeah, it doesn't have James Harden in there, but it does have Russell Westbrook, Bones Highland, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Ivica Zubac. We'll see who actually makes it there. And I think that telling of the line is letting us know they all won't be. Now, granted, it is a back-to-back, but then again, it's a back-to-back in your own building. But this also is a broader picture here of the NBA. This is the Battle of LA, and you possibly could have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard sitting this basketball game out. Like, something's not right in the NBA. And also, Not to go on a soapbox here. It's a billion upon billion upon billion dollar league. Why are we still doing back-to-backs? But the simple question is, the owners are greedy. The owners own their own arena. So the owners will say, like, hey, man, that's a shame, man. We're going to have a lot of these players have to sit out. Why? Because they wanted to have a Dua Lipa concert there last night. So therefore, the day before. So then you have to cram the game into this one little window, and away you go in back-to-backs. It shouldn't happen in the NBA anymore. We should be able to watch this game late night on the West Coast, like, man, superstar studded affair. Battle of Los Angeles, let's get excited. And you're possibly going to be without superstars in this game. If, Ben, the superstars play outside of James Harden, who's not going to take the 5, 5.5 points here with the Clippers against the Lakers?
Especially, Donnie, if it's game number 5 of the year for both of these teams. The Clippers are 3-1. The Lakers are 2-2. At least this early on in the season, there should be some hype and anticipation. For the first time, the two teams out in LA face off against one another. And Donnie, these are not two teams that are struggling or two teams that are unexpected to do much this year. The Clippers now have James Harden, and they have the third best number to win the Western Conference crown at 7-1 alongside Golden State. So tied for that third best price. The Lakers, up until the Clippers got James Harden 48 hours ago, were tied for the third best number. They moved back to the fifth best price. These are two teams that are expected to contend for a Western Conference crown in game number 5 that we might not see the best out there tonight on the court in Los Angeles. Donnie, expected starting lineups are great. I follow the odds often if there is a prop out for a player in regardless of what sport. To me, that's a good indication that player is going to suit up and play that evening. There are only 2 points props out right now. Anthony Davis, 24.5. LeBron James, 20.5 for LA. Something to keep in mind as we get ready for tonight. If we want to roll that prop board before we move on to the next game, because we can't say much more about this Battle of LA without the anticipated starting lineups. Donnie, you got a point on LeBron?
Yeah. By the way, I do have a point here. And LeBron James and Anthony Davis played in a back-to-back that we didn't think they would play. They needed that victory and got it. But also, from an NBA perspective here, I understand the league is not going to step in and tell you how to run your franchise. But if you are the Clippers and the Clippers player, which game are you sitting out? The one yesterday against an inferior opponent, or the Battle of Los Angeles with LeBron James and Anthony Davis? It would be wild. Like, you know what? We should play last night and sit out the game that actually matters to the NBA. It's just a wild business plan overall, just to think about that. I hope they all play and play well, because again, you're not saying like, hey, we just had to fly in from Miami last night, 3,000 miles, and Paul George twisted his ankle late. Of course, he's going to miss this game. It's just insanity that they would play the game last night, but not against the Lakers tonight. Craziness.
Yeah, It is very disappointing. Both teams, by the way, got a win over Orlando. The Clippers won by 16, the Lakers just by 3. A familiar matchup elsewhere in California. We just go up north to San Francisco. The Warriors and the Kings, who have already played each other once this year after the playoff rematch from a season ago. The Dubs, Donnie, off to a 3-1 start. They return home after two big victories on the road. The Kings, who lost the first game this year against Golden State in Sactown by 8 points, 122-114, now travel to San Francisco tonight. And Golden State, Donnie, a 7-point favorite.
Yeah, Golden State at home. You say, why is that line so high? We think the Kings are a viable opponent. Yes, they are. But the anticipated starting lineups, as goes, Mitchell, Herter, Barnes, Murray, and Sabonis there. That's the reason why we're looking at that 7-point spread. And also, Curry, Thompson, Wiggins, Green, and Looney. The boys are all back together here. And also, another game of Chris Paul, looks like he's coming off of the bench. The one thing that we knew from last year, Golden State wins at home, they can't win on the road. This year, they're actually winning on the road. Can they also replicate that and actually start a winning advantage in San Francisco? We'll find out tonight, but the tempo should be there for a total. We'll see what we get out of the Kings, but I do think we're going to get a pretty good performance out of the Warriors tonight for my money, Ben.
And the fact we're not seeing De'Aaron Fox is not the rest conversation or load management that we just had in the Battle of L.A. He was injured over the weekend. They hope he has avoided significant injury, but he should be on the sideline for just a little bit for this Sacramento team. Steph Curry, DRS, has scored 40-plus points already twice this year in the four games for Golden State, including 41 this past Friday night in the victory in Sacramento against the Kings. It was in that game that De'Aaron Fox had 39 points. Steph's points prop tonight, 30.5, and the over has the juice. All right, next up, DRS, as we roll through this NBA slate on this Wednesday, we keep it moving and we stay in the Pacific just for a second to check in on division odds that mean not a lot in the NBA. If you win your division, doesn't matter. It just matters about where you rank in terms of the conference standings at the year's end. But you can see how stacked the Pacific Division is, Donnie, and I think that's the point.
That's awesome. You take a look at five viable teams here that are all a lot of fun to watch, all had superstar talent here, but you're right. You see the Suns, we're not an overreactionary, fan base, you could say, or handicappers here in the NBA, as if you lose two or three games in the NFL, it's devastating. You lose two or three games early in the season, we don't worry about that because are you going to be playing your best basketball in January, February, and March leading up to the playoffs here? You won't get a lot of line movement, but I think your point is correct here. It's a lot of really good basketball to be played out there, and yes, it doesn't matter if you win that overall division, but my goodness, the talent is there.
A Minneapolis matchup tonight. The Nuggets travel to the Twin Cities. Denver, the reigning NBA champions, a 4-0 ball club this year. The only perfect 4-0 team throughout this season. There's a couple that are 3-0 behind them, like the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics. But the Nuggs, the only 4-0 team and a 2.5-point favorite against the Timberwolves in Minneapolis tonight. DRS, what's the assessment? Can Denver start off this year a perfect 5-0?
Why not? Certainly no lag from last year's championship. It's like, hey, you know, let's rest on our laurels, and superstar players like Nikola Jokic would rather be back home than playing in the NBA. That doesn't look like it's the case. This team looks like they're focused to try and go back-to-back. Estimated starting lineups tonight, Murray, Caldwell, Pope, Porter Jr., Gordon, and Jokic. So full gas here for the Denver Nuggets and also for the Timberwolves here. Conley, Edwards, McDaniels, Carl Anthony Towns, and Rudy Gobert. 221 here for myself. I think Denver's going to be able to score some points in this game. I'm going to ride Denver until they show me they're going to have an off night here. You give me a short number here, that tells you a lot about the Minnesota Timberwolves, only 1-2 on the season, not getting more points here. But I'm going to go with the Denver Nuggets here. Might be a square play, but I'll take them until they show me they're not ready to compete this year, which I don't think is ever coming at this point.
To record a triple-double, Nikola Jokic plus 230, something he has done twice in the four games already for the Nugs. You're getting some discounted numbers. In my estimation, his assist prop is 8.5. It's normally 9.5. He's only gone over 8 or 9.5 twice this year. It's when he's had 11 in the bookends of their four games this year against Utah on Monday, in the opener, of course, last Tuesday night against Los Angeles, but I still think it's a pretty ripe number for the taking. Nikola Jokic, Donnie, has played at least 30 minutes in all four victories for Denver this year. So much for the guy that doesn't love basketball or doesn't care about training in the offseason. We mentioned it. The Mavericks, one of the three undefeated teams in the NBA. Denver, 4-0. The Celtics, the favorites at 3-0. And the Dallas Mavericks, a perfect 3-0 as well. At home tonight, Donnie, against the Chicago Bulls, pulling up the updated line here at this moment. Dallas, a 5-point favorite at home against Chicago, the over-under, 224.5.
Yeah, you had Jokic here to win the MVP in 2023-2024. I had Luka Doncic here, and he's gotten a great start so far. It's certainly a great start for the Dallas Mavericks. 3-0 so far. Luke and Kyrie Irving in the lineup tonight. That'll be good for me. Dallas should win going away tonight. I'll lay the 5 points with the Mavericks against the Chicago Bulls.
The Chicago Bulls, Donnie, what a season it's already been, right? After the loss, night number one by 20 against the Thunder, they have a players-only meeting. They bounce back with a one-point win against the Raptors. Then, against the Detroit team that I actually think makes some waves this year with Monty Williams as the head man in the Motor City, they lose by 16, and then they beat the Pacers, handing Indiana the Pacers' only loss of the season. I think the Mavericks are the right side at home tonight. Luka Doncic is already going over the 30-point mark multiple times this year in the three games the Mavs have played. All right, the NBA into MLB. Does the season end tonight, or will the Diamondbacks force a game six? We preview it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game number 5 of the 2023 World Series tonight in the desert. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers. Texas, one win away from their first World Series championship in franchise history. The D-backs trying to stave off elimination, send us back to the Lone Star State for at least a game number 6. Donnie, when we spoke yesterday, as we were previewing game number 4 in downtown Phoenix, at this moment, as we were closing out our 3 hours, it was an even pick'em line, minus 108 for the Rangers on the road, minus 108 for the stakes at home. It ended up with Arizona being a slight home money line favorite, minus 116. The first time in the 16 playoff games the Diamondbacks had contested this year, they ended up as the favored side pregame. Well, Donnie, right side right now, it's even on the money line once again. Minus 108 for the Rangers, minus 108 for the D-backs. The total is 8.5 after 18 runs that we saw last night. Texas scoring 11 of them, 10 in the opening 3 frames. Donnie, it's Nathan Eovaldi on one side for the Rangers, trying to have his best pitching performance of the year to give his organization their first ever World Series title. Zach Gallen trying to do what he has done all season long, perform in the desert to keep the Diamondbacks season afloat. Who do you give the pitching edge? How do you see game 5 playing out?
Yeah, we'll go back to game number 3, right? You take a look at that scenario. I thought Arizona would be able to win. They didn't. You go to game number 4. I actually thought Texas would win the game, and they did, and a slight lean to the over, 9.5. You had that total covered by the third inning. This one, we're getting a more clean look at the game. Why'd I say that? Both of these pitchers, if they're pitching well, they're not going to be pulled out in the third inning. They're going to go into the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings. That's the goal. Eovaldi, ace here for the Texas Rangers. Zach Gallen, ace there for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And as you brought up here, again, Zach Gallen is a much better pitcher at home than he is on the road. We'll see if this high-stakes environment, leverage situation on him, where he knows he has to have a dominant performance or else their season is going to be over, how he holds up. The one thing that we do know with Zach Gallen, regardless, during the regular season and in the playoffs, Ben, he's done very well against right-handed batters. Now, one of those guys that you could have said was a right-handed batter, Adolis Garcia, not going to play tonight. He doesn't have to worry about them. Who he's going to worry about, though, are the left-handed bats in the lineup tonight for the Texas Rangers. If we take a look at the lineup here, Corey Seager, 57 at-bats against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, no surprise. A 404 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 473. A guy had tied in last night, Evan Carter, didn't come up with a base hit, but his numbers are still very good. good against right-handed pitching. You take a look at him, a 233 ISO and a 472 weighted on base percentage, which is impressive. Nathaniel Lowe, a 234 ISO power number. The left-handed bats are where I'm leaning tonight to go with here for the Texas Rangers. Other lefties in the lineup, how about this? After Young in that five hole here, you're going to have Lowe, Heim, Tavares, and Jankowski, all switch hitters and or left-handed batters. That's the attack point here to go up against Zach Gallen. So for my money tonight, I do think the Texas Rangers get a solid pitching performance from Nathan Eovaldi. The Texas Rangers always win, Ben, on the road, and I think the advantages are in their favor. RBI prop opportunities for me, Corey Seager, Evan Carter, Nathaniel Lowe, you get the picture here. But if I'm looking to close out a series tonight, I want Eovaldi on the mound, and I want Bruce Bochy as my manager, and I think they get that done tonight.
Eovaldi has pitched once so far in this World Series. Of course, the opener in Arlington on Friday night. It was his worst performance by a pretty good margin. 4 2/3, gave up 5 earned runs, but did have 8 strikeouts. Again, that prop is 4.5. Given what yesterday was, Donnie, a reliant bullpen game. Now, Andrew Heaney gave Bruce Bochy and company 5, but I still expect Nathan Eovaldi to be out there for 5 or 6 innings. Can he get above 4.5 strikeouts? I would certainly say so. In the first 4 starts for Nathan Eovaldi, a 4-0 record, a 2.84 ERA. He recorded at least 18 outs, going at least 6 innings in all those first 4 outings. I expect it to look more like the first 4 we saw out of Eovaldi than game number 1 against Arizona. Of course, the Rangers did rally late, a Corey Seager 2-run bomb, an Adolis Garcia walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th. So he did not record the loss. Now, Zach Gallen, DRS, has made 1 start at home throughout this postseason in the 5 starts that he has made. It was against Philadelphia, and it wasn't good. 6 innings of work, 4 earned runs given up, gave up 2 shots to Philly. Zach Gallen has not been great here in this postseason. 2-2 with a 5.27 ERA. He has allowed at least 2 earned runs in every start. And in his last 3, Donnie, 12 earned runs over those last 3 starts, including 3 earned in game number 1 on Friday, allowed 4 hits and did not and walked 4 batters. Zach Gallen, though, at home throughout the regular season, an 11-2 record, a 2.18 ERA as compared to what he did on the road. 5-6 was the mark in the regular season, an ERA above 4.5. He's only made 1 home start in the 5 he has made here in October. And with the snake season on the line, Donnie, I expect Zach Gallen to be very good as well. So for me, with a total at 8.5, I'm going to look at the first 5 innings and that total for tonight. If I can pull it up here, yes, there it is. To stay under, those are alternate run totals. There it is. Total runs, Donnie, under 4.5 is -110 to the juice. That's where I look. I don't think we are going to see 10 runs from the Rangers in innings 2 and 3. I think both pitchers, at least through the first 5 innings, give us a gem tonight, with the Rangers 1 win away from a World Series championship and Zach Gallen trying to keep the Diamondback season alive.
And also, you're going to have all hands on deck here. So guys like Brandon Faught probably even available tonight to go an inning or two if need be here. That could be on the table. But you're right about Zach Gallen. 118 batters he's faced over the past 30 days, which is roughly the extent here of the playoffs. He's got a K rate of 15%, regular season, 25%. Walk rate, 11%, regular season, 6.2%. And just getting back to that lefty combination, which you're going to see Seager, Carter, Lowe, Heim, Tavares, and Jankowski, a 292 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 445 against those left-handed pitchers. But we spent a lot of time talking about how that lineup is going to go up against Zach Gallen. Let's take a look at how the Arizona Diamondbacks are due to hit against Nathan Eovaldi. He's been very good. The one thing you know about Eovaldi, lights out, Ben, versus right-handed batters. 76 he's faced over the past 30 days in 083 ISO. a weighted on base percentage of 250. Now, to left-handed batters, it's slightly higher, a 156 ISO, which is still very good. It's below average here from a batting perspective. That's what you want to look for. A 352 weighted on base percentage, which is a little bit higher than that 320 that you're aiming to shoot for. If you're taking a look at the lineup today, again, you're probably going to be focused much, much more similarly to the Rangers on the left-handed batters. Corbin Carroll, a 290 ISO power number to 408 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching here over the past 30 days. Ketel Marte, who is guaranteed to get hit every single night, a 244 ISO and a 433 weighted on base percentage. Sneaky guys in this lineup, look a little bit later. Alec Thomas out of the seven hole, a 324 ISO against right-handed pitching over the past month, and Perdomo at a 261. They do have bats here. They just need them to come up in the biggest moments here. We've seen that from the Texas Rangers. They have good matchups against Gallen. We want to see if Nathan Eovaldi has those similar struggles against left-handed bats here for those Arizona Diamondbacks.
Tommy Pham has been great for Arizona. Lourdes Gurriel last night, 2 for 3, a long ball and 4 RBIs. Ketel Marte, once again, 2 for 5 at the dish. He has recorded at least a single hit in all 16 of the Diamondbacks postseason games. Plus 140, Marte has that second best number to record a ribby tonight. Corey Seager, of course, has the shortest price at plus 135. And Corey Seager, Donnie, is a minus 420 favorite to win the World Series MVP. As we focus on Seager himself, none of this should be surprising if you follow Texas throughout the regular season. If Shohei Ohtani did not play baseball, Corey Seager would win the American League MVP award. And he has continued to do that in this postseason performance for Texas. Minus 290 to record a hit. Two or more hits tonight, that's plus 180. To hit a home run, something he has done 3 times in 4 games here in this World Series, it is plus 420. That is what Corey Seager can do tonight. But as Craig said, have they learned their lesson to not pitch to him? Has Torey Lovullo looked and said, hey, we're not going after him? Could Marcus Semien, DRS, who had 5 ribbies yesterday, despite being the leadoff man, batting in front of Seager, or the guys behind, Mitch Garver and Evan Carter, who were not great yesterday, or the young Josh Young, who was 3 for 5 yesterday, scoring 2 runs. Could they be the bats to light things on fire for the Rangers once again to pace Texas and lead the Rangers to their first World Series championship in franchise history?
Could be possible, because styles make fights. It's all about the matchups here. If you are Marcus Semien, what do you know coming into the game? Your first at bat. Zach Allen's not pitching around you to get to Corey Seager with a runner on base. He's going to try to get you out, which means he has to be aggressive, and maybe that fastball ends up over the middle of the plate. 5 RBI yesterday from Semien, who, by the way, has been absolutely atrocious against right-handed pitching over the past month. He's going to get another right-hander tonight, but also now are you riding the hot hand for Semien here, which also brings into the equation. Let's just say Semien does his damage here. Corey Seager gets pitched around. Now you're leaving it for Mitch Garver, Evan Carter, and Josh Young here to sort of pick up the slack. And again, as I say this repeatedly, you say, Donnie, you stayed away from Corey Seager. Why would you do that? Of course, he's a great player, and he knocked the baseball out of the ballpark last night. But so many times, you're just looking for opportunities. If I tell you tonight, every time Evan Carter comes up, they're going after him to try to get him out, fantastic, because it gives him a chance to swing the bat. There's nothing more, you know, egregious from a betting perspective that you have Corey Seager. It's like, he walked his first 3 at-bats. Give him a chance here. Don't have that in your favor. Corey Seager's talented enough to swing at bad pitches and hit him out of the ballpark, but I might be more comfortable here, again, going back to the Evan Carter train, knowing he's going to have opportunities with runners on base and see pitches to hit Ben.
Donnie, no doubt, and you're finding better numbers. The numbers are shorter on Corey Seager for a reason. It doesn't make them unbettable, or it doesn't make the approach wrong. Corey Seager is incredible right now with what he is doing on the diamond. Very likely, if and when Texas wins this World Series, he is going to win the World Series MVP award for the second time in the last 4 years. He was the World Series MVP in 2020 as a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's just the idea, Donnie, that there are better opportunities, knowing that Corey Seager is going to face the very best of what Zach Gallen has on the bump tonight. So, Donnie, it's game number 5. It's a dead even pick 'em at the moment. Minus 108 for Texas, minus 108 8 for Arizona. Let's just say this is not the final Major League Baseball game of the season. Do you give the Diamondbacks any hope once again, Donnie, needing to win game 6 and 7 in Arlington if they can stave off elimination tonight?
I mean, there's always a chance, and yes, they've done it in the past, but we're oddsmen here, Ben, and the odds are stacked against them. So the chances it happens are very, very slim. And even tonight, as I told you, yes, they have a chance to win. Why? Look at the odds. They're roughly a pick 'em tonight. I just think the Texas Rangers are looking to be in closeout mode. They have their ace on the mound. Their bats are hot here, and the pressure is off of them right now. All the pressure is on the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight, and I think that leads to a World Series championship here for the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like the Rangers are just a wagon. Could they go a perfect 11-0, undefeated on the road in this October run? That would be history, I'm sure. We'll have the Sports Grid stats department working overtime tonight to make sure we are correct in saying that. We'll give you a best bet as we round out this Wednesday on the early line up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Closing out our 3 hours together live right here on the early line on this Wednesday on Sports Grid. I am Ben. He is Donnie. We might go in just a couple of minutes, but the Sports Grid app never leaves. You can scan the QR code that is about to be on your screen. There it is, and all of our information and insight available in the palm of your hand. 5-star plays each and every day. Those are best bets, and so are these. Because, Donnie, before we say farewell and goodbye, it is time for a best bet for this Wednesday night. It is time for Bye Bye Bye. DRS game number 5 of the 2023 World Series. Again, to set the stage, it's an even pick 'em right now. Minus 108 for Texas, minus 108 for Arizona. The over-under, 8.5. The Rangers are just one win away from the first World Series championship in organization history. The Diamondbacks try to force at least a return trip to Arlington in game number 6, staving off elimination at home in the desert tonight. So, Donnie Wrightside, tell us, what is the best bet for game 5 of the World Series?
Let's go with a parlay tonight. We'll keep it simple. I told you I thought the Texas Rangers win this baseball game, so include them at a minus 108 price. And also, we'll go Evan Carter tonight to record an RBI at the FanDuel Sportsbook at a plus 180 price. That's a plus 309 here. And for Evan Carter, look, he's a left-handed batter. I told you Zach Allen struggles with lefties here. He's going to get pitches to hit. I'm going to ride him once again tonight. So we'll go for over a 3-1 price here for the Rangers to win the World Series, which if they win tonight, they will do. And also the Evan Carter RBI opportunity, which I think will be there. Plus 309. Let's go that route.
My actual best bets, first 5 inning total go under because I think we get a really good pitching performance, at least at the start, for Nathan Eovaldi and Zach Gallen. And knowing that yesterday's game was openers and bullpens, I think the starters go at least a good amount in the duration of this game. And if you want a little fun, how about some Maction? Kent State Akron under 38.5 on this Wednesday as well. Donnie and I will see you tomorrow on Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern time. We'll talk tomorrow on the early line.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.